الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear sisters, we are talking about the issue of interest and interest-based earnings and interest borrowing on interest. Yesterday we saw the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is ayah number 278, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, O you who believe, fear the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give up what remains due to you from riba, from interest, from now onwards, if you are really believers. And as I said, this refers to both the lender and the borrower. The borrower must give up what he must get out of that transaction, and the lender must not take any interest if he has lent on interest. Today we come to the last of those ayat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to him, and save us from that which does not please him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, and if you do not do this, do what? Give up the issue of riba. If you do not give up your interest-based transactions, if you do not get out of this interest thing, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, then take a notice of war. Adhan of war. Take a notice of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Now, I don't think I need to emphasize the severity of this warning. As I mentioned before, there is only one thing in the entire kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared war on something. Allah did not declare war on shirk, Allah did not declare war on kufr, Allah did not declare war on alcohol or gambling or anything, all of which are major sins. Shirk and kufr, of course, take you out of Islam itself. But so obviously when we say Allah did not declare war, we are not saying that these things are okay, you can do it. No, obviously they are also not okay. We cannot do it, and they are, depending on what it is, it can either take you completely out of Islam, which means into Jahannam, or it can put you in a situation where if Allah decides to punish, then we are still in a serious problem. But I'm just saying, as far as the severity of the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, this issue of interest-based transactions, interest-based lending and borrowing, is the only thing in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this clear statement, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, take a declaration of war. Take a declaration of war, take a notice of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned, I think on the first day itself, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who refuse to get out of these interest-based transactions, those who do not get out of these transactions and who die in that state with that having been in that transaction, on the day of judgment will be resurrected before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and the malaika will give them swords and they will say, this is the one whose declaration of war you accepted, now go and fight him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. What is a worse situation than that? On the day of judgment, we want the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for us. We want Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We want the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We want the sattari of Allah. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover our sins and faults. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, tawaffana musliman wa alhiqna bisalihin. Please make us die as Muslims, and please resurrect us with the salihin. This is what we want. We want the rahmat of Allah, maghfirat of Allah. We want the shafaat and the intercession of Rasulullah. Instead of that, those of us who refuse to get out of interest-based transactions, instead of that, we will get the enmity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'udhu billah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. But please understand, if you are in an interest-based transaction, if you have borrowed on interest or if you have lent on interest, this issue of saying, may Allah save us, will not save you. It will not save you. Nobody's dua will save you. Nothing will save you except you getting out of that particular transaction. There is nothing that will save. If you are in that transaction, then you are in that transaction. There is nothing, there is no dua of anyone who will save. So please do not fool yourself by saying, I have asked this one to make dua, that one to make dua, I am making dua, Allah should protect me. No. This is the qanun, this is the rule, and this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it abundantly clear, totally and completely clear. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And Allah said, if you repent, if you make tawbah, then your capital sums, which is whatever money you lent, only that much, you can take it back. That money you can take it back. And do not deal unjustly by asking for more than that capital sum, and you shall not be dealt unjustly by receiving less than the capital sum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you have the right to take back what you have given as a loan, convert it into a qarz-e hasana, take it back. If you need that money, you can have it back. But do not take more than what you have lent, and the person who has borrowed from you, that person also must fully return what he or she has borrowed. They must also not hold back any amount from the capital sum. So interest you cannot charge, but your principal amount you can take back. And the ayat after that, because it also has a reference to this, so I will also deal with it here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, and if the borrower, if the debtor is in a hard time, if he has no money, he cannot return, then give him time until it is easy for him to repay you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes a step further and says, but if you forgive him, if you remit that amount by way of charity, that is better for you, if only you know. If you did but know. So here is the rahmat and the beauty of Islam, where not only is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that if you have lent money, return it, I mean, take back only what you have lent, don't charge any interest. And of course, to the borrower, you must pay back what you have borrowed, don't hold back. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, but in the even there, even with this, if alhamdulillah, if there is a situation where the person who has borrowed, he may have borrowed money at some time, but now he's going through some hard time, so he's not able to pay back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give him time until he can pay back. And in that process, if you decide to forgive the whole thing, and if you say, okay, there is no need, you need not, you are going through difficult times, and maybe Allah knows best how long this will take, so I have forgiven that loan, whatever I gave to you, forget about it, I am giving that to you. And this is a charity from the person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is even better for you than taking the money back. Because then you get the reward of charity also. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the ways. So on the one hand, a person who is lending money or borrowing money on interest, there is the promise of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that person has accepted a declaration of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the other hand, a person who deals with this matter with compassion for his fellow human being, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for that person there is forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the best for you, if only you knew. I remind myself anew, the whole point of this is that even though this is a matter of theology, definitely without a doubt, because it is from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a matter of Islamic law, but even more importantly than this is a matter of how society should be run. What Islam is promoting is a society which is based on justice, and in addition to that justice, a society which is based on compassion. Right? So this is in more than justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. The ayat which you hear every day, every Jummah from the member. Inna Allah ya'muru, verily and truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you, ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan, that you should deal with people with adl, with justice, and then ihsan, more than justice. What is more than justice? Is forgiveness, is compassion, is mercy. A person, you are due for something. It is not that I lent $10, I must get my $10 back. But if I give up this $10 and I say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me enough, and this person who I have lent the money to, he is not in a good time. So forget this. I am not going to, sure, that person may return, may not return, but as far as I am concerned, I don't even want this person to have that burden on his mind to say, I have to return this money. So I am going to say to him, you take it, keep it, doesn't matter, keep it. I am not interested. Even after that, the person may come back at some point in time, he might say, Alhamdulillah, you had forgiven the money, but now I have money, here is your money back, Alhamdulillah, no problem, you can take it. But in the sense of being compassionate. And this is the system of Islam, Alhamdulillah. And this is why, and again, I keep on saying this again and again, but remember, all of these ayat, Allah is not talking about Muslims alone. Allah is talking about whoever you have lent money to, whether that was a Muslim, not Muslim. This is how you are supposed to treat your fellow human beings. Bil adl wal ihsan, with justice and with ihsan, with more than justice. Not only justice, Alhamdulillah, justice is the boundary condition. If you are not treating with justice, then you are culpable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are punishable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who deals unjustly with someone, Allah will not forgive that person until the one with whom he dealt unjustly forgives him first. So if you have been unjust to somebody, if you took away something that belonged to someone else, or if you hurt somebody, or if you insulted him, or whatever the case might be, form of injustice, whatever injustice was done, this must be settled, account must be settled on this earth in your lifetime. Go and apologize, give back what you took away, and so on and so forth. Because if you die with that thing in your account, then Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive until the person forgives. And believe me, on the day of judgment, nobody is forgiving anybody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, as far as justice is concerned, so this is the boundary condition. Injustice is not permitted in Islam at all. But beyond the boundary condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, not only justice, do ihsan, do more. Not only justice, do more than what is required. Because that is what builds relationships. Justice is, yes, Alhamdulillah, it's good. But justice does not necessarily build relationship. Because the person says, yeah, this was due to me. Right? I was supposed to get this. I'm getting my salary. So I'm getting a salary. Right? Why are people there? Just think about it. You know, simple things. When you go and buy something and someone gives you a free gift. Right? You went and bought something worth $3,000. Then the person gives you a free gift which is worth $5. I bought this camera, and the person says the bag is free. Now the bag is not even, it's practically worthless, but you feel very happy about it. Oh, I got a bag free. You just spent so much money, and you could have bought the bag also. If the man charged you for a bag, but he gives you free. So anything you get more than what is due, this is what builds relationships. You feel nice. That you go somewhere, he offers you a cup of tea. It's not as if you can't afford the cup of tea. You can afford the cup of tea. But he offers you a cup of tea, you feel, oh, this courtesy person offered me a cup of tea. So whatever the case might be, ihsan is what builds relationships. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do justice and do more. So in this particular case, as far as lending is concerned, if you lend money, take back, you have a right to take back what you have lent. No problem with that. If you take it back, there's no sin on you. This is fine. But if you don't even do that, if you forgive that part of it or entirely, then this is even better for you if you but knew. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us out of interest transactions if we are in them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to save us from His anger. And seriously, my advice to anyone who is in interest transaction, please don't even wait. Do not even wait for the sun to set on that particular day. Get out immediately. Immediately. And don't worry about the whole issue of saying, if I get out, I will lose. You will not lose. How will you lose? You are getting out of the list of Allah's enemies into the list of the awliya of Allah. Yeah, seriously, inshallah al-musta'an, if you give up this and you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the other reason? That's the only reason you're doing it. Then you become, what is the other side of the aduwallah? What is the opposite of aduwallah? Awliya Allah. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. So where is the loss? The loss is what shaitan will tell you. And all the agents of shaitan, all the bankers, they will tell you that this is a loss because you are going to lose so much of money. You know, if you close your deals now, you are not losing. That is the price you are paying to get into the list of the awliya of Allah, insha'Allah al-musta'an. That is the price that you have just bought Jannah. Think about it like that. What will you pay for Jannah? If I offer you a prime piece of property in Banjara Hills, I say, well, you know, here is this prime piece of property, I'm going to give it to you as a bargain. Here is this flat which is worth 1.5 crores, I will give it to you for 100 rupees. Will you take it? You will be insane if you don't take it. Clear deal, I mean, I own it, I can give it to you for anything. So here is the flat, token amount, 100 rupees, take it. What is the price of Jannah? This is your price of Jannah. You went and got into this interest-based transaction, getting out whatever money you so-called lose. It is not lose. It is your gain. It is the biggest and the best gain that you could have ever got. That is what you just paid for Jannah. You just bought Jannah. Alhamdulillah, inshallah. So think about it like that. It's not a question of loss. Because this is the biggest problem with Shaitan will come and tell you, oh, you will lose this, you will lose that. You will not lose anything. You will lose Jahannam. You will lose the name, your name in the list of the enemies of Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, you don't want to lose that. You want to keep that. So seriously, get out of interest-based transactions. Even if it is $1, $1. And believe me, it won't be $1 and $1. Because the one who, as I said the other day, who borrows? The one who does not need to borrow. It's an absolute shame. It's not somebody who's starving for, no. This is people who have wealth, who have money, who have property, who are sitting happy on that. And the bank comes and tells you, why don't you, you know, leverage this? Leverage it. Put a noose around your neck and hang yourself. That is the leverage. So please, get out, get out, get out. Now don't even allow the sun to set on that particular day. Get out of that interest-based transaction. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ I ask Allah to be my witness. I have said this as clearly and as directly as I could. Beyond this, the responsibility is not mine. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.